Francis endorse Joe Biden. Did a video early this week looking at the criticism, open criticism of Pope Francis for President Donald Trump. I went over the fact that Pope Francis has compared Donald Trump to King Herod. He's compared Trump to Hitler. And he has said that anyone who wants a border on the southern wall of the United States, or wants a wall on the southern border of the United States, is not a Christian. Now, some people on Twitter took me to task on this. They're like, you're being critical of the Pope. You're not loyal to the Pope. I am 100%, by the grace of God, loyal to Jesus Christ, his church, and the Pope. Other people said, oh, you're trying to replace Trump with the Pope. No, I'm not. President's a president. A Pope is a Pope. If I say what the Pope said was unfair, demeaning, judgmental, that doesn't mean that I'm disloyal to the Pope. You know who I am most critical of and correct the most often? My 8 children. I love my 8 children more than anyone in the whole world. And yet I am critical and correcting of them because I do love them. Same thing with spouses. Sometimes we call each other out or we say, why are you doing this? That's called love. To blind your eyes, to ignore problems is not loving. So when we're in the Catholic Church, we should be able to discuss and bring up problems. If there's covering up of abuse, bringing that to light and talking about that and trying to fix it and find a solution is not hating people. It's not showing disloyalty. In fact, it's showing loyalty. So when I do a video like this, I'm not trying to throw people under the bus. I'm trying to figure out the truth. I'm asking the question today, does Pope Francis endorse Joe Biden? The reason I ask this question is because the Democratic Convention released a video promoting the fact, if it's a fact, that Joe Biden is a faithful, devout Catholic, and he's a friend and co-laborer with Pope Francis. And I'm going to show you that video today, and we'll do a little bit of analysis. We're also going to look at the political and globalist positions of Joe Biden and how they actually do match on to what Pope Francis says in public. This is not gossip. This is public record. All right. So before we get all involved in that, we are going to pray. So please pray with me. We'll pray the Our Father, the Pater Noster. Oremus. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater Noster, qui es in Caeli, sanctificetur nomen Tuum. Adveniat regnum Tuum, fiat voluntas Tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis odie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right. Well, before we get started here, I want to give a shout out to the Poles and the Croatians. Over the last several months, I've noticed an uptick in viewers in a few areas, one of which is Protestants. Protestant Christians are now watching this channel, and they're always like, why do you talk about the rosary? And of course, I explain why we pray the rosary, why it's important, why we love Our Lady. But also a lot of Polish people and a lot of Croatians, which I think is great. I love it all. For some reason, I just like the Croatians, and the Croatians seem to like me. I don't know how this happened. Many of you know that not only do I do these videos, I'm an author. I've written a historical fiction trilogy. It's called Sword and Serpent, and it's done great in English. There's a Spanish version. If you read Spanish or prefer Spanish, But then the most awesome version of all is the Croatian version. And it's in hardback. I mean, look how beautiful this book is. They changed the title up a little bit, but hey, that's cool. It's Croatian. And I just love how it is. So I just signed another book deal with the Croatians yesterday. They're going to do the next book in the Sword and Serpent trilogy. So just want to salute the Croatians. Before this video started, the Croatians were saying hello. So love you. Love all of you in Croatia. Okay. And also, while we're on the topic of these things, if you're new, please subscribe. And please share this video on Facebook. There's a little share button underneath the video. You can do that. And please like the video if you like the video. Okay. I'm going to run this video of that the Democratic campaign put up. I was in complete shock, but nothing really shocks me in 2020 anymore. Do y'all agree? I was surprised at the audacity that they would run a video with Joe Biden palling around with Pope Francis. You can see an outtake of it here on your right side of the screen. It looks like, I'm just going to say what it looks like. It doesn't mean that that's what it is, but it looks like the video is catering to Catholics, which, by the way, in the 2020 election, Catholics, two demographics that are very important is the Black vote and the Catholic vote. These are demographics that are more dynamic. And in the last election, we saw Trump capture the Catholic vote. Now, as we move into 2020, people are unsure of whether that capture will stick. So both sides realize that the Catholic vote is very important. Now, President Trump has also done something that shows a little bit of audacity. He has, and I've talked about this in previous videos, he has reached out to the marginalized Catholic voice. This group looks not to the United States Conference of Bishops, which, by the way, a person in the USCCB recently put out a statement of how much she loves that Kamala Harris, this pro-abortion, pro-Planned Parenthood senator, has joined Biden. No one's corrected her. If she said that about Trump, her desk would have already been emptied out. But she's still in good standing, last I heard. Trump has reached out to the Catholics who feel ostracized. They feel alone. They don't trust the bishops because of ex-Cardinal McCarrick. We don't have the McCarrick report. These people are the kind of people who watch my videos and other videos like this, doing analysis, talking about traditional Catholicism, talking about really living the Catholic faith, fasting, abstaining from meat on Fridays, praying the rosary, loving the mass, loving the sacraments, serving the poor. What do we do with our donations and our tithes? How do we be faithful stewards to Jesus Christ, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? That kind of Catholic, that demographic is growing very quickly. It started happening in 18, well, it's been happening for a while, but 18, 19 ramped up, and then in 2020, as I've mentioned in other videos, COVID has accelerated it even faster. Why? Because people can't get to their churches. And they see that the bishops close the churches, close down funerals, close down baptisms, close down confirmations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then when they had no money, they turned to the government and they got millions upon millions upon millions on the payroll. Payroll tax, whatever it is. So people are thinking, what is going on? We get no service, and then they get cash and prizes from the U.S. Treasury? What? So Trump And his advisors realize there is this group of Catholics who feel estranged. And he thinks that's the way to move forward. Biden is taking the other side. He's saying, I'm going to buddy up and unite with the American bishops, and I'm mostly going to unite my image with the image that all Catholics on earth associate with Catholicism, the Pope, the Pope. So I'm going to run the video. I'm going to remove some of this stuff off the screen. And hopefully it works. Hopefully we don't get closed down here. And here we go.
I just walked out the side door of St. Peter's Basilica after a meeting and getting an opportunity to shake hands and have a brief conversation with Pope Francis. The first people I saw were a group of nuns who, to me, epitomize everything Pope Francis talked about in his...
Just a little input here. Meanwhile, Biden is pursuing and persecuting nuns in the United States who don't want contraception and abortion in their health care. And here he is talking about how much he loves the nuns.
And what he stands for, about generosity to other people, about reaching out, about making it a point to understand that we are our brother's keeper. And that's...
If we're our brother's keeper, Joe Biden, what about all those babies that got killed yesterday and the day before and the day before based on legislation that you pushed forward and funding that you push forward, Joe Biden? If we're our brother's keeper, we should be the brother's keeper of the baby in the womb. How many of you in the live chat agree with that? It's total hypocrisy and shameful. And here they are, having a good time. Here we go.
What, in my experience, being raised as a Catholic and educated by the nuns, that's what those lovely women I'm talking to symbolized to me. So I thought it was a good...
But what about the lovely women nuns who don't want to have contraception and abortion in their health care, Joe Biden? You're persecuting them. You're persecuting them. You and Obama ramrodded this whole thing. And you steamrolled over these precious nuns. It's inconsistent and it's hypocritical, and we all see it. Also, he said, so I thought it was a good omen. Is that Catholic? Do we believe in omens? I don't know. I don't believe in omens.
Women I'm talking to symbolized to me, so I thought it was a good omen. We are a brother's keeper. We have an obligation. I think that's the way, the only way we're going to make the world better and safer.
Well, let's make the world better and safer. We all agree on that, but it has to be better and safer for everyone. For the elderly who get euthanized, and for the babies who get killed, and for the women and men who get sex trafficked over our porous borders.
It was an exciting time, and it gave me a lot of hope.
Okay, so this is what the Democratic Party is running. Do you guys see this? They want every grandmother and grandfather and uncle and aunt to see that and to say, oh wow, he is the cat, he's a bro with Pope Francis. They chill. He was going out the side door and there's Pope Francis. That wasn't staged. And get my stuff back up here. And he talks about, you know, that's what it's all about. These nuns, you know, that raised me, and they put pictures of young Joe Biden. You know, he's going to school with the nuns. Let me tell you something, Joe Biden. We Catholics in 2020, my kids don't get to go to school with nuns because that entire edifice that was amazing and awesome was destroyed by people like you. By the false Jesuit theology that cracked and crushed Catholicism in America so that millions upon millions of people exited the Catholic Church. Also because of sexual abuse, which, by the way, your running mate Kamala Harris seems would not prosecute and covered up abuse in San Francisco, in California. That's your running mate. We need to talk about that. Let's talk about that in future shows, maybe. Kamala Harris's role in the non prosecution of predators in the Catholic Church in California. This is a great little tweet here by Jack Posobiec. Biden says Catholic nuns inspire him to run. Plans to sue the Little Sisters of the Poor again. This is a lie. They think we're so dumb. We're sheeple. We don't know. You know, and I kind of even wonder, he's thinking to himself in the Democratic campaign, they're thinking, we know Pope Francis is against Trump. Let's push that. Let's get pictures of you hanging out and chilling with Pope Francis. People know, Biden, that you're persecuting the Little Sisters of the Poor when it comes to medical care coverage. Let's put out a video where you're hanging out. You come out and you see the nuns and they're precious to you. We'll put some pictures up. You talk about how you went to school with nuns. So you take the pressure off that you're not anti-nun. I mean, these political operators are smart. They know what's what. Now, I wanted to look at, before we close up, I wanted to look at the positions that Pope Francis holds and the positions that Joe Biden hold. And I think we can see that while we're never going to see Pope Francis come out and say, I endorse Joe Biden, I guarantee you, I'll bet you that before that video went out from the Democratic Party, it was cleared by the Vatican. You don't put out a political promotional video that has footage of the candidate and the Pope without getting permission from the Pope. All right, now here's their positions. Pope Francis, as you know, supports open borders, porous borders. What's the point of having a nation if there is no border? What's the point of having my home if anyone can walk in and sit at the dinner table at any time or sleep in one of my kids' beds if there's no privacy to it? By extension, a nation is an extended family. It has rights, it has privileges, it has duties and obligations like serving on courts and juries, paying taxes, etc. That's what a nation is. Catholics believe in nations. We're not globalists. That's why many of us resist open borders. Immigration can be allowed. It's fine. I mean, it's pretty rare to find someone who's like 100% against immigration. We're talking about illegal immigration. We're talking about dangerous immigration. We're talking about sex trafficking immigration. We're talking about drug cartel immigration. All those things right there are wicked, evil, and bad. Pope Francis is also pro-China. This is one of the hardest things to watch as a Catholic, to see our Pope, the Bishop of Rome, basically giving it all away to China. As I've said before, King Henry VIII in England in the 1500s only dreams that he could get the deal that China is getting from the Pope right now. It's embarrassing. Francis is anti-United States of America and pro-UN. Guess who else is? Obama Biden. Now we have Obama resurrected in his VP Biden. It's not these politicians, elected officials who are elected by the people for the people. They do not have America's interests at the forefront of their agenda. America is to be used, and her wealth and her resources are to be used to help and prop up the UN. That's how Obama ran it. That's how Biden and Harris are going to run it. Biden is anti-Trump. Pope Francis is anti-Trump. He says you can't be a Christian and hold the political view. People said, oh, Marshall, you're just... these are just political viewpoints of the Pope. Why take it so seriously? Well, the reason I take it so seriously is the Pope said, if you hold this position, you are not a Christian. Pope Francis just said that I am not a Christian. Because I, as a Texan, who sees all the crime and the corruption that goes down on our southern border. I want that to stop. So I want a big wall there. I promote that. Francis says, if I believe in that, I'm not a Christian. So it's not just a political theory or a political opinion that Pope Francis has. It's a theological judgment. It's, I suppose, the closest thing to an anathema that Pope Francis has ever issued in his entire pontificate. Can you think of any other time since Pope Francis was elected where he said, if you believe this, anathema sit. If you believe this, you're not a Christian. You're outside. That's the only time I can remember Pope Francis saying anything like that. And it was in the context of judging and demeaning President Donald Trump and anyone who agrees with Donald Trump on the wall on the southern border of the United States of America. And all kinds of nations, by the way, have walls on their borders and fences and barbed wire and guns. One of them is called Vatican City, where the Pope lives. And there are walls, and there are shooters on the roof, and there are guys with guns. And he has bodyguards that have guns. Pope Francis and Biden support BLM. Oh, come on, Taylor. They don't support BLM. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I covered in a video earlier this week. If you want to get these videos, please subscribe. They're all free. You just get notified. But let me put this is the picture here of Bishop Seitz. Here he is kneeling down. This is a bishop, United States Catholic bishop. He's got his mask on. He's kneeling down and he has his homemade Black Lives Matter placard. Bishop Seitz tells us that this picture was taken. Pope Francis saw this picture and immediately called Bishop Seitz on the phone to congratulate him. Pope Francis saw this picture, called that bishop, and congratulated him. BLM is a Marxist organization. They are openly against the nuclear family. They are openly against the place of the father in the home. It's on their agenda. They are an atheistic organization. And I mean, they're Marxist. A Marxist is a Marxist. Here we have a bishop endorsing that. What? And then when his photo is taken, the Pope sees it, likes it so much, he calls him. And this is a sign to all bishops in the U.S., any bishops watching right now, if you want to get promoted, if you want to get a phone call from Pope Francis, here's what you need to do. You go to Hobby Lobby. Now, Hobby Lobby is anti-abortion contraception. So maybe if there's another store you don't want to support that, don't go to Hobby Lobby. Go to Hobby Lobby, get one of these whiteboards, you get one black Sharpie, and you write those three words on the placard. You kneel down and you get one of your assistants to pull out his iPhone, take a picture of you. And hopefully that will get circulated enough for Pope Francis to see it. And then you'll get a phone call. And then my guess is 9 to 18 months after that, you will be promoted to a bigger seat. You could even get a red hat. You could become a cardinal if you play this game. And it's sick. Those of us that know about this Marxist organization, it's sick. It is antithetical to everything that is Catholic. Antithetical to all Catholic social teaching. You want to talk about social justice? It's anti-social justice. It's contrary to the teachings of popes and their encyclicals about the economy, about families, about just wage, about restoring and keeping the nuclear family together so that society can thrive and become virtuous. But there you go. There's your Catholic bishop right there. And he's the one who got the phone call of congratulations from Pope Francis. Other issues. Let me get it up here. Got to move things around the screen. Pope Francis is not committed to the reign of Christ the King. He's not committed to that. How do we know that? He allowed and observed idols at St. Peter's Basilica, right at the tomb of St. Peter himself. There it is. There's an idol. Get your cheesy little boat and your idols in it and your oars. And right behind them is the altar of St. Peter's, where Peter is buried down below. Just to the right of this photo, by the way, is where I had my major conversion, where I was an Episcopal priest and I was at Mass with Pope Benedict XVI. And I realized in that moment, as an Anglican priest, I was a schismatic and a heretic, and if I didn't enter the church, I would be damned. That happened to me about 10 yards from the right edge of that boat. So it pretty much breaks my heart to see here we are later, not under Benedict, but under Francis. We got idols right there in front of the tomb and the altar of St. Peter. It's disgusting and it's wrong. And guess who else does not want to promote the reign of Christ the King in America or in the world? Biden. He wants to do exactly what his friend Obama did. Closing churches. Pope Francis is all about closing those churches down in COVID. No funerals, no last rites, no confessions, no Easter. Some places, no Pentecost, no Ascension. Guess who else is all about that and wearing masks? Even now. Biden and Francis, they agree on this stuff. You know, the masks, the numbers are in decline, let's all be honest. The masks don't do that much. The masks are there to constantly remind each other we are living in a dystopia, things are horrible, things are bad. That's what it is. It's a constant signal that we need to be afraid. And I already mentioned against the religious liberty of Catholic nuns who don't want abortion and contraception. Why do nuns need abortion and contraception? I can imagine some liberal democratic senator, well, you never know. A nun might need contraception or abortion. Shut up. No, they don't. These are the brides of Christ. Why is it so important that we force them to have this? It's an agenda. It's a power trip. It's a power trip over the nuns. Remember, nuns are the brides of Christ. And so Biden is abusing the brides of Christ. It's horrible. It's horrible. So, in conclusion, before we say our prayer, and by the way, happy feast day of St. Maximilian Kolbe. He is the patron saint of Catholic journalism because he had so many newspapers that he ran in Japan and in Europe. He is a patron saint against Freemasonry. Wrote a book about that called Infiltration, The Plot to Destroy the Church from Within. So I like St. Maximilian Kolbe. And of course, he offered his life as a bloody oblation to the honor and glory of Jesus Christ. So happy feast day of Maximilian Kolbe. Tomorrow, the great Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, in which she left the tomb. Yes, the tomb. You can go to her empty tomb in Jerusalem. She did not decay. She did not corrupt. And on the third day, like Christ, according to tradition, she was assumed her body into heaven, joined with her soul to the beatific vision. Beautiful feast day. One of the holiest days of all the year. So be blessed today and tomorrow, special days. And we'll close up there. I just want to thank everybody who is a patron. I just sat at the kitchen table and signed, I think, 100 books for people who support this show. If you want me to send you one of my books, two of my books, almost all my books signed, coffee mug, classes at New St. Thomas Institute, all kinds of cool things that we give back to, just saying, hey, thanks for the support. You can learn more at patreon.com/DR Taylor Marshall. If you like today's show, I really appreciate it if you'd hit that like button, give it a thumbs up. Thank you very much for everyone who already did. And while you're there, please share this video on Facebook. That's really the most important thing you can do for this show is share it with your friends and your family on Facebook. And of course, if you're new, please mash that subscribe button and hit the bell. Every time we go live, you will be notified. All right, let us pray the Hail Mary and the Glory Be for our church, for our nation, for our leaders. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et at hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc, et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Almighty Father, we ask that you would please make us faithful to you, just as St. Maximilian Kolbe, your servant, was faithful in that he spread and propagated the gospel, he fought heretics, he fought Freemasons, and ultimately he gave his life as a sacrifice to you. And we pray in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Well, thanks everybody for watching, and remember to pray that rosary every single day. I'm writing a book on the rosary. I'll be showing you the cover to it soon. And one of the things I just added to the book yesterday, I'm going to finish the book up today. That way it's all ready and I can offer it to the Blessed Mother tomorrow on August 15th, the Assumption. But one of the things I added yesterday were classic quotes by the saints and the popes about the power of the rosary. And I thought to myself, this is so good. I got to start working in this into the show. People need to hear these quotes, and they need to hear how great saints, missionaries, popes, doctors of the church, what they said about the importance of the rosary every day. So it's not just me, Taylor, on YouTube saying, hey, you should pray the rosary. It's a good idea. This is perennial wisdom amongst the saints. Pray the rosary every day or you're not on the team. Pray the rosary every day or you're not on the team. All right, everybody, thanks for watching. Remember, our Lord Jesus Christ said you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless. God speed.